With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Storms battered the South, with millions of Americans still under some level of severe weather risk.
Residents in the Southeast are cleaning up after dangerous storms that spawned tornadoes. The plains in the Midwest were struck earlier in the week. The National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center cites an enhanced risk for severe weather today from Texas to South Carolina.
You have to be so careful not to step on nails.
Valerie and John Bernhardt of Columbia, Tennessee, picked through the splintered remains that had been their home. Retired pastor Walter Schell says he, his wife, and their two dogs headed for the basement when he received a tornado alert by phone.
Me and my wife staying about 4 inches. It went around.
I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNNews.com, the growing political influence of Hispanic Americans is prompting key organizers to band together to harness votes this November. Job Creators Network, in conjunction with the groups Bienvenido and the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, has just launched a national grassroots effort to reach Hispanic voters. Mary Thomas of Job Creators Network says the campaign is not about Democrats versus Republicans.
This is not about, you know, party. This is really about the issues and freedom and faith and life and entrepreneurship, the American dream, everything that we believe in. It's about fighting for American and Christian fundamental values.
Although national in scope, the new coalition says it will especially target Hispanic voters in six pivotal swing states, including Arizona and Pennsylvania, ahead of the presidential election. The third week of testimony in Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York drawing to a close, the former president denies any wrongdoing. The Dow ahead 90 points, the NASDAQ is down 31. This is SRN News. Some good news for the Southern Baptist Convention.
According to the latest polling data, baptisms, worship service attendance, and small group participation at SBC churches all increased last year. The report from Lifeway Research does indicate that overall membership declined in 2023, but at a slower rate than before. The SBC remains the largest Protestant denomination in the U.S., with a membership of just under 13 million across nearly 47,000 congregations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge says abortion advocates can proceed with lawsuits against Alabama's attorney general over his plan to prosecute people who help women travel to another state to terminate pregnancies. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson has denied Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's request to dismiss this case. Alabama currently bans abortion at all stages of pregnancy. This is SRN News. Some House Democrats leaning into border security on the campaign trail after years of playing defense against Republican criticism, hoping to boost popularity heading into the fall elections. Bernie Bennett reports.
The party now argues that Democrats in competitive races can run on fixing the border while painting Republicans as obstructionists for rejecting the Senate's bipartisan border deal. Republicans passed a border bill in the House last year, but the Senate declined to take it up. Republicans currently have a 217-213 majority in the House, and the fight for control over the chamber is seen as a toss-up. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats are teeing up a plan to hold a new vote on the bipartisan border deal, which failed in February, while the Biden administration is considering its own actions. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Maui officials will hire an outside expert to analyze how the county's emergency management agency handled devastating wildfires 9 months ago. The county is inviting proposals from qualified experts. More details at SRNNews.com.